T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Every stakeholder involved in the process of reopening, from parents to the district to other parties involved, have called for more funding for the district and saying that it's imperative to reopen. Can you provide in more detail how much more funding you think is needed and for what purpose?
Clearly there's more funding needed. Dr. Cash, who essentially is the one with the most information, has shared that we need an additional $100 million. So, whether that's the number or not, that's what Dr. Cash is saying. There's no question about the fact that if we're talking about testing, we're talking about social distancing, the PPE equipment that you're going to need, the ability to, retrofit your classrooms to meet the needs of children being social distanced, the additional cleaning that's going to be taking place, and then the ability to really change your method of primary instruction. The reality is the school district is going to have to go to, at minimum, a hybrid model, given the possibility that somebody may get sick and lead to, people being quarantined. You need to be prepared for a full virtual model. So preparing for that is going to cost. That's just the preparation part. But then when you talk about the fact that you also need to equip every student with some type of device, you can really see how quickly the cost for training staff, the cost for supplies and equipment will get up there quick.
On Friday, it was just a couple hours actually after Governor Cuomo made the announcement that schools could reopen come September. The Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization held a press conference, saying that they don't feel that the district is ready to reopen come September. They'd like to see a virtual start to the school year. What are your thoughts on that? Could you just elaborate on that?
I think, we have had meetings with parents all of last week. We had a meeting Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, virtual meeting. We was hearing from parents. I know the number one thing is correct. Parents are not prepared to send their children back to school. They don't have enough information. They do not feel safe. So that was an overwhelming, came across overwhelmingly from parents. The second thing is parents want to have a choice. What we found is all across the spectrum, there were parents who wanted a full virtual situation for their children, and they wanted to have the option to send their children a full virtual learning. Then there were parents at the other end of the spectrum who wanted their children to go to school. And like the kids in private school, every kid is going to school every day, they wanted their children to go to school every day. Then there were parents who were all right with the proposal that the superintendent made, which was hybrid, which is kids go to school every other day. So what came across to me clearly was that parents wanted the option to have a choice. They did not want to be put into a cookie cutter where all parents had to do the same thing. So the parents who needed the particularly special education parents who felt like the teletherapy was not as effective as the in-person the in-person supports they were getting, they wanted to see their children in school every day. And parents who feel like their children did better virtually, who was able to support their children, would like to have the option of being able to go virtual with their children, in some cases for the whole year. So at this point, I think the position of parents is just them having a choice. I think that covers the whole range of what parents are feeling.
What needs to happen before you or parents feel comfortable sending kids back to school? Obviously, there's going to be individuals with differing ideas and whatnot, but you said that the overwhelming consensus that you're seeing is that parents are uncomfortable because they don't have enough information. What needs to happen for the plurality of people, parents, to feel comfortable sending their kids back to school?
We need to hear about the detail about the plan. The plan was very high level. Superintendent said that the plan was a work in progress. So there are not a lot of details in the plan. So the detail of the plan needs to be, you know, fleshed out. There's a meeting tonight at 5 o'clock where I guess we'll hear directly from the superintendent. We'll be able to ask some questions to get some of the details. But I could tell you right from the beginning that the vast majority, over 70% of Buffalo public school children are bused to school. So transportation becomes the very first issue right out the box. Can you transport my child to and from school safely? If a child shows up for the bus, you know, how are you taking temperatures before they get on the bus? Are you, you know, what kind of testing are you doing, you know, before the child gets on the bus? Once they get on the bus, will they have a bus aid? Or are you going to have a bus driver who has to monitor whether children have on their masks, whether children are staying in the seats? Last year, we know that the district did not have a bus aid on every bus, that we had a shortage of bus drivers last year. So we need to know transportation-wise, can you get every child to school, you know, every other day if it's hybrid, every day if it's everyday instruction. So the transportation becomes a right from the beginning. Then testing. Are you testing the children? How often are you testing? Are you doing pool testing? I mean, what do you do once somebody tests positive? We need information about what happens, you know, in the testing process. So I would say those two things, you know, right off the gate, you know, are things that we need to understand before we can even have enough information to make the choice. I would say, you know, something that's important as well is we need the information about what happened with virtual learning last year. If we are going to switch over to a full virtual model or to a hybrid model, we need the data. What happened last year? Did the majority of parents turn? I mean, what's the number of the students that logged on? What would a grading policy be? Was it effective last year? Was it not effective? So that we can have the information to inform our decision making this year and going forward.
So Buffalo Public Schools has a significant, at least I would say, a significant disadvantage in the midst of a pandemic simply because of the sheer size and density. You have more than 30,000 kids in the Buffalo School Districts, far more than really any other in Western New York. So you need a lot of compliance from parents to make sure, hey, if my kid is sick, I can't send them to school, right? And that seems like it would be a harder thing to achieve when there's just so many students in the district. Is that one of the concerns, the sheer population size of the district moving forward, and that another school district, you know, 15 minutes away doesn't really have that same problem?
Yeah, there's no question about the fact that Buffalo is a Big Five school district, and, you know, obviously it has more students than any school in Western New York, and so how it moves is going to be different than smaller schools or private schools or suburban schools or even charter schools. It's a much bigger, you know, nut to crack in that sense. So in terms of how things are going to get done, that's why the details are that much more important. We need to understand how things are going to get done in order for us to feel safe, that our children are going to be safe. And it also requires a much deeper level of partnership. You need a much deeper level of buy-in from parents. You need a much more deeper level for buy-in with teachers. And so what's going to be critical is that we come together and figure out how all of us fight for everybody. We need to make sure everybody's needs are met. And that's a much more difficult task in a large school district, but it's the only way parents are going to feel safe sending their children to school. And it's the only way, you know, staff as well is going to be safe. We have to be all talking to each other and making sure we're meeting the needs of everybody. And so you're not going to be able to do what other school districts do, you know, down the road. This you can't do this cookie cutter. You got to be listening to the specific needs of Buffalo parents, Buffalo teachers. You got to be looking at the specific impact of Buffalo students. So, for example, you know, Buffalo, particularly our minority communities, was disproportionately impacted by COVID. So when you look at the, you know, what's going on with the vast majority of Buffalo Public School students, you know, are coming from communities that was disproportionately impacted by COVID. And then the majority of the essential workers in a lot of cases are coming out of those communities. And in a lot of cases, you have grandparents who are responsible for Buffalo Public School students. So there's a lot of reason why Buffalo parents should be thinking about this differently than, say, other parents because of the specific issues that are going on in the city of Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.